This is Dr. Barry Leica. I'm speaking on webtalkradio.net. Your inside show on cosmetic surgery. And we call our little show Inside Cosmetic Surgery today because it's got the best in cosmetic surgery, the most recent advances, and it's all about you and how you can look better. Now, if you're like the majority of the population out there, you probably have a little bit of hair loss. However, there are some of you that are listening to the show that have a lot of hair loss. And you're probably wondering what you can do about it. You look in the mirror, you're getting thinner. Your mother might have had a problem, or your brother, or your uncle, and you're wondering if you're going to look like them. And there's nothing wrong with looking like your parents or your relatives, but if they had a thinning problem of the scalp, you might really be worried about it, and you might really be mortified by the fact that you might get a lot of your hair loss. Well, I'm talking today to one of my dear friends, Dr. Bauman, from Boca Raton, Florida, who is one of the world's premier hair loss experts. And we're going to be talking about some of the new treatments for this, something that's new in 2015, something that you should get into because it might be able to help you. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Barry. Great to be on the program with you again.
Yeah, it's always fun, and I always enjoy these programs with you because you really have a forte for hair, and you really love it. This is one of your passions, is it not?
No doubt. I mean, we have a great time, the entire staff and I, helping our patients look good and feel great by restoring their own living and growing hair. Hey, what's bad about that?
Yeah, nothing's bad about that, especially if you're starting to lose hair and you're getting to be worried about it. That's really the driving factor behind this, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the fastest growing parts of my practice are patients in the early stages of hair loss who are looking to do something about their hair thinning problem. Maybe they're just seeing the signs. Maybe they're seeing more shedding, loss of volume, loss of coverage. But they're in the very early stages. And we have a whole host of new treatments available for them. It's
well,
amazing.
Let's just go into those in a minute. But isn't it true that if you jump into hair loss earlier, that the results are often better?
Well, there's no doubt about that, Barry, because if you can protect the function of the hair follicles before they literally wither away and die, then you're going to end up with a thicker, fuller, healthier head of hair. And so there's lots of ways to do that non-invasively, non-surgically, you know, to really medically manage the problem of hereditary hair loss. And that's the main thing that we treat.
Now, let's just go through this a little bit because I know there's some really phenomenal advances with hair loss and some treatments for it. One big advance that has come out over the last several years is something called low-level laser therapy. It's using a low-energy laser to really stimulate hair growth. Now, I've been using lasers forever, but my lasers have always been high-powered energy that's really trying to destroy something or trying to ablate something. We use lasers, for example, to destroy blood vessels. We use lasers to destroy hair so that it doesn't come back again. But this low-energy laser therapy is something that's fairly new. And why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, actually, low-level laser therapy has been around since the 1960s, believe it or not. And a lot of the history goes back to Budapest, Hungary, where a guy named Dr. Andre Mester did some testing on the back of some lab rats, literally, where he was looking to see if low-level laser could cause cancer. And he wounded the rats and treated them with this low-level laser light, this coherent light, just like a laser but low power. And what he found is that it didn't get cancer, but it actually improved wound healing and it accelerated hair growth. So, you know, over the years, obviously, lasers have gotten a lot less expensive, more portable, more powerful, and we've really learned how to harness this non-chemical, non-invasive technology to help our patients who are struggling with hair loss.
Well, that's pretty important, and you know, I think the big thing, the big questions we always have, and the questions we have, you know, we're using lights and have been using lights to control acne. We've been using lights for other things, but these laser lights come in all different colors. They come in blues, they come in greens, they come in reds, they come in yellows. Is there any particular one that's been shown to be better than others?
Well, what we've seen, and the clinical data supports this, is that the red wavelengths of light, the red visible spectrum, seem to be the best for treating skin conditions and also to improve hair growth, as well as wound healing.
Interesting. Now, this is going to sound like a dumb question, and it is a little dumb, but how do these things work?
You know, for many, many years, even back in the 1990s when we first had these lasers in the office, and I was the biggest skeptic of them all, didn't think that these things could do anything. They certainly didn't teach us about it at medical school. I don't know about you. We didn't really know what the mechanism is, but here we are, almost 20 years later, we know exactly how low-level laser therapy works. We know that there's a photoacceptor molecule in the mitochondrial membrane, which is where energy is made in every cell in the body, that takes the photons of light, which is the packets of energy, and essentially converts that to cellular energy. And there's a lot of things that happen to cells when they get bombarded with this low-intensity light at the proper wavelength. But the most important thing that I'm looking for is improved hair growth. And so a cascade of events occurs and ramps up the cellular energy, and you get improved, thicker, stronger, healthier hair if you're using the right wavelength, the right power, and you're treating the scalp with the correct frequency, meaning the timing of these treatments.
Now let's go through that a little bit, because you know you've probably flown on an airplane and you've seen a laser hair comb that helps to grow hair, and you've seen other devices like that that you look up in popular magazines and they're there. Do those ever work?
Well, those consumer devices are using the right technology. They're just using a very, very weak and difficult to use delivery system. So back in the day when we had all we had were big, heavy laser hoods in the office and these big standalone devices, the only option was a portable handheld comb-like laser. But today, lasers come basically in the form of a baseball hat. And so a powerful portable device like a laser cap can deliver a clinical dose of laser therapy right in the comfort of your own home or in your car or anywhere you are.
That's huge. So how often do people need to treat themselves with these laser devices to get results?
So what we found, Barry, is over the past 15 years of using lasers, patients do the best on low-level laser therapy, meaning get the best results for the longest period of time, if they treat every other day. And there's some good evidence to support that every other day dosing in the field of wound healing, and a lot of the laboratory research kind of supports that. What we've seen in clinical practice, we can go back now to the literature and say, aha, this dosing schedule makes more sense. So we don't recommend everyday dosing, but we do recommend every other day with something like the laser cap.
Now, how long should each one of these sessions be?
Well, see, now that depends upon how powerful your laser is. If you have a laser that only has 3, 6, or 9 beams to it, you know, gosh, you may need to spend an hour with that thing to really treat all the different areas of your scalp. But like the laser cap, for example, with over 200 diodes, the treatment regimen is 30 minutes.
Okay.
And that's the same that we use in the office, you know, 30-minute.
Let's go over the laser cap, because this is something that I know we've talked about before, but many of our listeners might not have heard about.
Yeah, so the laser cap, in my opinion, is the best laser to use for at-home hair growth. And the reason is because it's powerful, it's portable, it's cordless and rechargeable, and it's completely hands-free. You don't have to hold something over your head. You don't have to move it around the scalp. You can basically charge this thing up when you're not using it. And when you're ready to do the treatment, you wear it like a baseball hat and go about your business. So that means that you could walk on the treadmill, walk the dog, answer email, watch TV, rest in bed. You know, there's so many different things you can do while you're getting your laser therapy treatment to pass the 30 minutes of time. You even forget that it's on.
It's like I do when I'm walking on a treadmill. I have my phone plugged in, and it really does help a lot to keep my mind off things. And I will usually listen to audiobooks while I'm walking on the treadmill. Well, with one of these devices, you can do just about everything.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, I mean, theoretically, if you're commuting to work more than 20 minutes, you get the treatment in your car or on the train. So it's
exactly.
A really powerful device, and there's no moving parts. It's a very reliable device. These diodes have a life of 11,000 hours. So one of the things that we're excited about is being able to actually test this now scientifically in a double-blind randomized trial and really, you know, with hair counts and the sophisticated science behind it, really test to make sure that we're using it properly and getting the best results for our patients.
Excellent. Now, tell us a little bit about the study, Alex, because a lot of people are going to be interested in this.
Yeah, so the study is underway. Right now, we're on a female portion of the study. Eventually, we'll get to our male patients as well. But patients will come in, and as long as they meet a certain set of criteria, they will be measured in different areas of the scalp. We actually have to trim a small zone, and we're going to photograph that with a high-quality, high-powered camera. And a small tattoo is placed on the scalp, actually, so we can go back to that same zone again and again. And the patient who is enrolled in the trial will receive a laser device, and it may be an operating one or maybe a placebo device or sham device. They won't know. We won't know. And they'll use that device for 16 weeks and then come back in the office and get remeasured and rephotographed. And that's it. So it's really simple. It's two visits. You get the device to use during those 16 weeks. And when the 16 weeks is up, every patient who's in the clinical trial is going to get a free laser cap to go home with of their own.
Wow. This sounds pretty exciting. I mean, that's a $3,000 device.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. It's an exciting time, you know, for what we're doing here at Bauman Medical. I've been using laser therapy for, you know, a decade and a half or more now. And to be able to really test it and put this, what I consider the best device, through its paces, you know, we're excited about it. So we're definitely getting a lot
just
of calls.
Just hold that thought for a minute, Alex. I just want to reintroduce ourselves here. This is Dr. Barry Leica. I'm talking to Dr. Alex Bauman from Boca Raton, Florida, on new devices, new ways to treat hair loss. He just told me about a phenomenal study he's doing using a low-level laser energy cap. And this low-laser level energy cap is open to a lot of people. And if you do go through the study, you get a cap for free. That's a $3,000 value. So something a lot of listeners would be interested in. Please, Alex, tell us how they can get more information on the study.
Yeah, Barry, so anybody who's interested in seeing if they're a candidate for this kind of hair loss trial can go to the website specifically designed for the clinical trial, and it's called 844GetHair.com. And so it's a real simple one. That phone number in the U.S. also works to reach my office if they're looking to enroll. But really the best way is electronically on the web, 844GetHair.com. And patients can go there. They fill out just a little bit of information, and they'll be contacted by the office and to see if they're a candidate to enroll in the laser cap trial.
Okay. Well, let's talk about a couple of other treatments too, Alex. One I really, really, really like is platelet-rich plasma. This is something that came from sports medicine a number of years ago. A lot of sports doctors use this for our athletes, especially with the Super Bowl coming up and other things coming up like that. They usually use injections into the joints of a person's own plasma to try and help them heal. Well, more recently, this is being used to help people with hair loss. And there have been some good double-blind studies that actually have shown that this works for hair loss. Is that not right?
Absolutely. I mean, PRP, or platelet-rich plasma for hair regrowth, is certainly working. It's an exciting, non-invasive treatment. It's a procedure that literally takes less than an hour in the office, has no downtime and no recovery. And most patients will get a boost of hair growth from that treatment that'll last a year or two. Well, that, of course, depends upon how the physician is using the PRP, and we can go into those details.
Excellent. Now, are we talking the same thing people are using in joints or in the skin, or are we talking something else when you're doing that?
Well, the basic part, meaning taking a sample of peripheral blood and spinning it under high speed in a bedside centrifuge, creating that platelet concentrate, is basically the same. But what we're doing is we add extracellular matrix, and there's a number of different ECM products that are out there on the market. And we use those different ECMs mixed with the PRP before we inject it into the scalp. So what I found is that certain extracellular matrix products make the PRP hair growth process last longer and be stronger. And we think it just has to do with the properties of those ECMs that are mixed in there.
That's very good. And I think that really is important to realize that when doctors talk PRP, they're not always talking the same thing. And I think that's a bit of a mistake for us to use one term that really, really covers so many different types of processes that we're actually doing.
You know, Barry, I've been all around the world listening to lectures about stem cell therapy and PRP and hair regrowth, and also for tissue rejuvenation and regeneration in all areas of the body. And I have yet to find two physicians that do it exactly the same way. I mean, it's like everybody's got a different chocolate chip cookie recipe. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, if you and I are talking chocolate chips, you might be like big chips. I might like small ones. I like might like macadamia nuts in mine, and you might like walnuts. Heaven forbid, if we're talking different things with this, we're certainly not going to get the same recipe.
Correct. And even the kits that we use, you know, can make a difference too, because I found that some of the kits make it more cumbersome to create the PRP in the office, and some of the kits make it really, really simple and enable us to really get to that pure concentrate. So the centrifuge that you use, we love the Yes PRP kits. That's what we use in our office. And I've used a number of different centrifuges and a number of different types of those disposables. And really, we've settled on the Yes PRP as a great treatment option to create those PRP treatments for our patients.
Now, more recently, you've been doing something in addition to PRP called phototreatment or phototherapy for hair loss. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we've been doing phototherapy in addition to PRP at the same time. So when a patient comes in for PRP, we will use a low-level in-office, low-level laser device to stimulate the scalp before and after the treatment. But we've started something new. There's a device out there that enables us to actually photoactivate the platelet-rich plasma, the injectable, before we inject it into the scalp. And there's a number of different studies that are out there and some information about the benefits of that. One of the main benefits of photoactivating the PRP is it really revs up any stem cells that are in there, that are in the peripheral blood. And it also activates and it causes a release of cytokines from the white blood cells. So it actually, a lot of the studies say that photoactivated PRP is less painful. And even though we don't have a lot of pain with our procedures, in fact, we don't have any because we use local anesthesia, obviously that's a big improvement for a lot of the guys doing orthopedic PRP in the joints, you know.
What do you do when you're doing photoactivation? Do you shine the light on the PRP, first of all, or a special type of light?
Yeah, well, actually, it's a little box that has an opening for the syringe. And so the syringe is inserted into this little cylinder inside the box. The timer is set. And inside that cylinder, it's lined with three different types of diodes that have three different wavelengths. And these are wavelengths that have been determined to have a biologic effect on those things that are in the PRP. And so basically, not that it's cooking in there, but it's exposed to the light for 10 minutes before we do the PRP. You know, and keep in mind, we also have the extracellular matrix in there. So you can see, the recipe for the cookies is getting more complicated, you know?
It is, but the end result is what we're really looking at. And the
Correct.
End result is our patient satisfaction. And the end result in this regard is for people to grow their hair back.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, a lot of physicians out there are not measuring their patients before they do their PRP. And you have to measure scientifically, because if you don't do a hair check, which is a cross-sectional hair bundle measurement, if you don't do that, you won't know exactly where your PRP is having the greatest effect. And you also won't know which areas it's not having an effect. So that's something that we do routinely before every PRP treatment. And actually, with every single consultation and follow-up, we're measuring the scalp in the same locations again and again and getting a scientific number, a scientific measurement of exactly how much hair their scalp is producing.
You know, I think that's very important, and I think measurement is important. I think consistency of treatment is equally important. And I think with all these things, you must also be very aware that different doctors are doing different things. So there has to be a comfort level with your doctor.
Absolutely. You know, if you don't have confidence that your physician is prescribing the right treatment or tracking you appropriately or has the right skills or has the right, you know, the right prescription or and so forth, then, you know, you're not going to be 100% compliant with the treatment. You're not going to be bought into it. And as you said, compliance is the number one factor that determines the results. You know, patients come to me all the time and they say, hey, you know, I tried this Rogaine or I did this thing and it didn't work out for me. And what we find out is that they gave up too soon. They were not compliant and they gave up before the results were visible.
You know, and I've also known for a long time that the number one determinant of people's success in cosmetic surgery is their choice of their cosmetic doctor.
Yeah, you know, that's so true, Barry. You know, as PRP proliferates, literally there are more and more physicians out there who are treating hair loss. You want to make sure that they're well trained and that they have experience and that they've been through certifications. Like you know, I'm proud of the fact that I'm board, internationally board certified in hair transplant surgery, one of only 100 doctors who have accomplished that level of certification. But you know, there's dermatologists all over South Florida here who are performing PRP, but aren't taking a full inventory of hair loss risks and not measuring the scalp and doing things kind of in a haphazard way. And that's certainly not our cup of tea. We, you know, we're very detail oriented when it comes to inventorying our patients' risk factors, measuring how much hair they have, and prescribing and recommending a treatment regimen that's going to work for them.
You know, Alex, we're almost at the end of the show here. Are there any final words you'd like to tell our listeners out there?
Well, I would just say, you know, circling back to what we said at the beginning of the show, and that's really early treatment is the best treatment. You know, if you have severe hair loss, there's certainly a lot of treatments that can work for you. But if you're just starting to see some thinning up there, you might be surprised as to actually how much hair you've already lost when it comes down to the measurements. So time is of the essence when it comes to your hair, for sure. And since we don't have a way to recreate hair follicles, you know, the number just keeps dropping year after year. So you've got to get on it to prevent the future hair loss from occurring and use those treatments as prescribed.
You know, those are good words of advice, Dr. Bauman. How can people get in touch with you if they'd like to learn more about some of what we talked about and that fascinating study that you're doing?
Yeah, so the main website is baumanmedical.com, BAUMANmedical.com. That's all one word. That's the main website. But if someone's interested in the laser cap clinical trial, then they would just go to 844gethair.com, and they can sign up there for information to see if they're a candidate. Of course, if they're in the United States, they can call 1-844-GET-HAIR. That's our toll-free number. Or if they're visiting in Boca Raton, it's simple, 561-394-0024. And they should come and visit us because we've got our brand-new 11,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility. We just moved in a couple months back, and we're still putting the buff and shine on it, but it's an exciting time for us all here at Bauman Medical Group.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Bauman. Again, it's been my pleasure to have you on my show.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Barry. It's always always a great time.
Great. Have a phenomenal day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye now. Dr. Barry Leica speaking with Dr. Alex Bauman of Boca Raton, Florida, one of the premier hair loss centers in the world. If you have any questions about hair loss, I encourage you to get in touch with them. In the meantime, as you're traveling around the world, and if I can be further help to you, get in touch with me. And certainly check back to my show often. Share it around with your friends. We are the number one show in cosmetic surgery on the internet today. And we have over 5,000 downloads each and every week. Please help us to grow our show. Love talking to you. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.